I got my own car issues. And, I am going to bring them up now.
I know you do.
And this is, I have to tread very lightly here, boys.
Is this a delicate situation still?
This is a very delicate situation.
Oh, I understand.
This is a situation involving an automobile and a GF.
And I will not laugh.
A girlfriend. You can go ahead and laugh. Go ahead. Go ahead, golden boy. Go ahead, Star Jones.
This is, no, please don't call me her. I hate her. Anybody else?
I'm just kidding. Okay, Behar.
Much better. Okay. Much
sure,
better.
Sure is.
I love it. Yeah, damn right.
Here's the deal with my girlfriend. She bought herself a... She's a working professional.
Mm-hmm.
She bought herself a nice car. Not as nice as Mike's car, of course. But she bought herself a car a couple of weeks ago.
Are there any as nice as mine?
Not mine.
Can we be honest here? Seriously? Are there... In the world?
No.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. Just kidding.
Keep telling us how poor you are.
Well, now.
Keep telling us how poor you are. So she buys this car, and she gets in a wreck. She's got a brand new car, 2 days, and she runs into somebody and, like, really Fs up the front end of her car.
It happened.
Now, as it turns out, her mother is in town to have dual knee replacement surgery. So she needs a big vehicle to get her mother around, to go to the doctor, to go to the hospital, et cetera.
Right.
She rented like a Dodge Caravan or something through her insurance. And after like 9 days, they said, oh, incidentally, you owe us like $1,300.
$1 million.
So I said to her, you know what? This is dumb. Why don't you just borrow my car?
It's a very nice gesture.
Said, very nice.
Just borrow mine. I said,
that is really a kind thing that you did.
I said, good man. I said, I only have two requirements.
Uh-huh.
You know, first, please, no tickets, because except for that 35 and a 40, I've been clean for 7 years.
Right.
My insurance is great, and also, for God's sakes, no wrecks. You know.
Now,
just,
the first request, I would think that, you know, no tickets. You know, you obey all traffic laws. You maintain your speed. Probably, you know, you can make sure that happens. The second one, it would seem to me, would be a little out of your control.
Well, here's how long it took her. She, let me see. She picked up the car. I want to say Monday. What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah,
Monday, right? The day we were off. Mm-hmm. Monday morning, she came over and picked up the car about 10 a.m.
Now, when she picked it up, and I know this is delicate, so I will ask this question in the right way. When she picked it up, was there a, I know you offered, it was a very nice gesture on your part. I'm sure, I know you, that's kind of your baby, that particular vehicle. I mean, you take great care of it. You know, you're always cleaning it. You're very particular about it. When she took it.
My cars are showroom new, as always.
Yes, was there a little pang as she drove it away, you know, where?
No, because I trust her.
Yeah. Okay.
I trust her.
Okay.
What we did was we went to the collision place where her car was, dropped off the incredibly overpriced rental,
right.
Drove back to my house in my SUV, and gave her the key and said, you know, drive safely.
Right.
And she said, oh, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah,
blah,
you
blah,
are.
Blah.
Mm-hmm. Very generous, so, very trusting.
Well, then this morning, about 8:15, 8:20, phone rings.
You know, he's funny today. He's giving me, you know, standing up, I get a better look at Buzz when he's very trusting. Big grin on his face.
You see, it's her on the caller ID.
Right.
I pick up the phone, I go, hello. And I hear exactly this. I hear, don't touch it. Get away from me. Get away. Really, Anna, this is all I'm hearing. I'm hearing her having a confrontation with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, hello? Hello, please. She said, you are going to kill me. It's not my fault. And as soon as she said that,
oh, no.
I know. She said, I got a wreck in your truck. And I said, Jesus. She said, oh, the guy's coming towards the car. I got to roll up the windows. I'll call you back. Bye. So now I'm just sitting at home.
Wow. And so she hangs up like with a guy. So you don't know whether this is road rage, whether.
No.
Jesus.
So wow. She says, I'll call you back.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there for like the longest 5 minutes that I can recall recently. You know, just looking at the phone going, ring, ring, ring. Rings again. And we go, hello. And she says, where's your insurance information? I said, darling, it's in the glove box right there by the registration. I can't find it. The police. The police? Yeah, I had to call the police because of the guy. I'm like, how's my thing? I'm wondering, how's my car?
You know? Yeah, how's my car? Why don't you use your insurance card?
How's my car? So,
Was she able to give you an assessment of the damage?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
How is it?
Because really, I we did talk about this earlier.
Super.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard an update. It's super.
It's super. It's super.
Super.
Mike. Something you can buff it out.
So you're giving me the totaled picture?
No, it's not totaled.
Okay.
Not totaled.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Not totaled if you look at the car from the right-hand side. So here's what she ends up telling me is that she's driving somewhere where there are two lanes that are going left. It's almost like a honk for cash thing at a light.
Right.
Apparently, she's making the left-hand turn. The guy that's in the lane next to her, the left-hand lane, the inside lane next to her, makes the turn as well, clips her, and started to take off.
Oh,
so
no.
What she did was she followed the guy, and then
brandishing a weapon.
He pulled off on the side of the road, she got out of the car and she said, "You know, look what you did." And
after she shoots the guy, she should drag him into her car.
Yes,
because otherwise, if he's outside, then it becomes a felony.
Right. It was right at that point that I'm starting to wonder. I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yes." I'm getting all. I'm fine. I said, "Well, what's the deal with the guy?" She said, well, the guy was like taking pictures of your car, like with his picture phone and his camera phone. And I told him like don't touch that vehicle. And he said he was going to touch the vehicle. And so I called the police. And now the police want to talk to you.
Oh boy.
Okay. Hello.
Oh boy.
So like, you know.
Hi there.
Hello.
She's not hurt though, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
just good.
You know, mentally.
Just emotionally shaken up.
So I go again. Hello. And the guy says, hello, friend.
Is there a problem here? Hello, Major D.
The guy says, would you happen to have your insurance information? And I said, well, officer, it's my car, all right. But my girlfriend's driving it. I'm sure that the information is right there in the glove box. He said, well, she can't seem to find it. So I went and found the information.
Good.
Gave him the information. And I said, how is she? And he said, oh, she's fine. I said, how's the other guy? And the cop said, here's your girlfriend. So he did not respond about the other guy.
That's kind of weird.
So yeah. I say to her, how's the other guy? And she said, oh, he's fine. Everything's fine. His car is just all dented up and was full of crap anyway. And the whole time
It would creep me out, the part where she talked about him shooting the pictures with the camera phone. Yeah. That to me would be weird.
He was running around taking pictures of my car.
Yeah, because everybody turns into a lawyer in these situations.
I guess.
Right. And meanwhile, you know, the whole time I'm thinking is, and I don't want to tell her this, you know, until today.
Yeah.
You could have looked at that car, which has 31,000 miles on it.
Right.
And I swear to God, that thing is cleaner than Mother Teresa's genitals when she was alive.
I know.
Really, the interior might as well, it might as well really have Mother Teresa rug in there. Yeah. I mean, it is so pristine. It is so, and
now it's, you know, body work and all that.
She pulled up to the house today at about 12:30.
Rubbing compound.
Now, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this. I'm not thinking that she's going to even show up, right? Because I just said, I said, is the car drivable? Yes, I'm sorry. This is the one. This is the only thing. This is the one that you said, don't get in a wreck. I said, okay. We'll talk about it later. Can I still come over tonight? I said, yeah, yes. Don't worry, fine.
We're good for you.
Oh, so, God.
What am I going to do?
Exactly. Sure.
It was an accident.
It doesn't sound like, I mean, if the car is drivable, she's okay,
so,
right?
So 12:30 comes around, and,
oh, no.
And I'm getting ready to come into work,
right.
And the dogs start barking. And I think, well, it must be UPS or
right.
FedEx.
Right.
And as it turns out, my car pulls in, and from the angle that she pulled it into the driveway, it looked absolutely perfect.
Right.
That really.
What had happened was she got out of the car and now she got the big tears coming down. Right.
Of course.
And she's got the mascara tears and she's tired and she's. I took it in there and they buffed her. They did the best that they could. And I said, hey, what are you worried? Look at this. I said, this is beautiful. I said, I can't tell. I said, you are totally overblowing this. And she said, looking at the wrong side.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And I walk around to the other side of the car.
Womp, 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 womp.
And what it is like someone has taken an X-Acto knife,
uh-huh.
Except it's a bizarro-sized X-Acto knife. I mean, like a big, like, guillotine size.
Pee-wee Herman
and just all the way down the side of the car.
So it was the classic sideswipe.
Oh, I mean... This guy,
and I trust the car that sideswiped her was not a matching color.
No, Mike, it was a gold, as they all are.
Perfect.
A gold Corolla.
Black and gold. You got a Pittsburgh Steelers car now.
Yeah, and it's got a nice little piece of bumper just kind of precariously hanging there. And
how many years? You've had that 31,000 miles?
Yeah, 3 years.
31,000 pristine. Clean as Mother Teresa showroom. Miles.
Not that I... Now, I myself, when I encountered black ice a couple of years ago.
Right.
Hello, Dow.
Right.
Is it black ice?
Is that a wrapper?
I slid off a highway and dented the front end, so I'm, right. I'm certainly not saying that I'm above this.
Okay, so at least it lost its cherry as far as the accident's concerned.
However, what I did... was nothing compared to what she did.
Oh, of course.
And then were you, so when you finally saw her, were you forgiving and comforting?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Obviously,
well, you know,
she's pretty stressed out.
Well, I did what I think any good boyfriend would do.
Yes.
I sat her down,
mm-hmm.
And I said, first off, let's not worry about this.
Right.
I said, we'll figure this out. Your insurance, my insurance, what? Rob, you're right. Women drivers, Jack.
Yeah. I'll
tell you what, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whatever. You know, whatever the deal is. She said, but your car, it's just, it's so, it won't ever be the same. And that was the only time that I said, no, it won't.
Yeah, that's feeding you a line that you can take and run with.
And I even said
no, it never will be. And we have to accept that.
And I even said to her, I said, you know, when I slid off the road and slid in that black ice, I said, it was just... right up front, you could barely even tell, and I said, yeah. But boy, now it's...
This
just...
is one half of the car totally ruined.
And then just because I was, I was torn because I'm feeling vulnerable, I'm feeling bad for her.
Yes.
It's an awful situation for her.
Yes.
It's awful for me.
I feel sorry for her as you're telling this story.
Of
she
course.
Obviously was very upset. She's dealing with her mom and all that stuff.
Right.
Then I said to her, she said, well, okay, I guess what I'm... gonna do that is because we fix the bumper. You know how you can like
right.
get like duct tape and
and
you put the bumper back together and she only needs the car for a couple more days until her mom gets into the hospital.
And it's drivable. There's really nothing structural. It's not actually broken axle or anything like that.
No, it just looks like the entire right rear quarter panel is about to fall off if somebody spits on it.
Well, now I think you go to town. Now you know the interior, you know wrappers, everything.
Oh.
You just you know what the hell.
So
and I'm not talking about paper. I'm talking about Snoop.
So she says to me, she says. So can I hate to ask this, can I borrow, and I said do not ask to borrow the other car. I said do not ask.
No.
She said no. I have one more thing I have to show you. I know you'll let me use the car, but I have one more thing I have to
and
show you.
And is that when she showed you the compound fracture of her right arm?
No, this is what she was most worried about. She said, I know how you are about the interior of the car. And when I was exchanging information with the man, come look at the driver's seat. I'm like, what the hell could this be? I go to the driver's seat it with a ballpoint pen. There was a couple of marks like
yeah.
like this. Just
removable.
Like,
like that.
That can be cleaned up.
What the hell was she doing?
Right, well, that's a vandal.
Right now.
Jesus.
This is why you
I mean,
and
I can take the right side of the car, but what, do you have palsy with your hand or what?
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm kidding.
Hold on. Yes? You did exactly what I did.
Really?
Because I thought... She's totally overreacting. So she said,
"Oh, did you really see? Yeah, no. Did she take it seriously?"
Oh my God! We're standing out in front of the house, and she said, "There's just the one more thing."
Oh, because see, she's so distraught, she's not going to take a joke.
The scene. Look at the scene. I promise I'll get. And I said, "Jesus effing Christ!" I said, "The outside can be fixed." I said, "But the inside, pristine. You could eat off that." I said, "That seat is ruined."
You know what a great word is? It's the same word my uncle used when I was like 13 years old and I knocked over a lamp and he put his hands up in the air and he went, "Irreplaceable."
Irreplaceable. So when I said to her, this is when I got
a true story.
When I got Harry, when I said to her, "That seat has to be replaced."
Yeah.
She said, "Oh my God. I'm going to faint."
Oh no.
Oh God.
And I said, "I'm kidding." He said, "I'm kidding."
Is she coming over tonight?
"I'm kidding." Yeah, I guess. That is if she can work through the... Well, Mike, I happen to have my own personal stash of your favorite get-me-by Xanax.
Ah, very good.
So, of course, since I'm a licensed physician,
yes.
I did was...
Licensed to prescribe.
I took one and I cut it in half, and I said, "You are so frigging wound up. You need to take..." I'm going to had to open her mouth like a dog's mouth.
She'll be arriving by taxi tonight.
Inside the throat.
Get this in your mouth.
Right.
Hey.
And now get out of here and don't wreck my car anymore.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like what we say when we're riding motorcycles. You know, I mean, you're as good as the guy next to you. You know, if the guy next to you wants to hit you, he's going to hit you. And damn it. Did we ever, I didn't really want to go here, but if you've told the story now, and I know this is sensitive, did we ever firmly establish fault in this situation?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. I'm not going to pursue that.
It is a
no need to pursue that. Silly
it is
little
a he said, she said, although she believes that it is his fault. And she said once the cops showed up that he said that it was his fault.
You know, it seems to me really, you know, when I think it was his fault, because and this is just the way my mind works now with people, especially around here, when you get into any kind of fender bender. Mm-hmm. As soon as he whips the old camera phone out, that to me is almost like him saying, "Oh, you know, I'm making sure that you don't think I'm guilty because I'm taking the pictures of the accident scene."
Idiot.
I think he's a hump.
So she had this. So she had the misfortune of telling me all of this. And then. So then we go through the stuff with the ink on the seat, and it's like, you know, I just want to get in the shower and get to work. So and meanwhile, she's like, she's crying, and she's like, "I missed an appointment today, and my boss is really mad at me. I wrecked your car. I wrecked your car. And I wrecked my car. And
oh,
my mom
no.
spinning a lot of plates."
And I said, "Okay, I'm gonna go." And so she pulled herself together, and
right.
I said, "Okay, come on now." And I grabbed her by the shoulders, and I said, "You know, really, I said you're okay. Don't worry about this."
You know, I feel terrible about this. I feel so bad about this. Listen, with all she's gone through, it's not a lot of room, but she can borrow mine.
Your
new
car.
Your brand new sports car.
She can borrow mine.
That is generous.
No problem at all.
So we were standing at my front door, and I said, "Okay, listen, I got to go to work. You got to go to work. Let's get through the day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about things. Come here, give me a hug." And so she's giving me a hug, and she's really still that
quivering.
Oh, poor thing.
She said, "What do you want for dinner tonight?"
Hey, see?
And I said,
"Payback's cool."
He said, "A 2007 Cadillac Escalade."
God, knowing her, she'll drop it off tonight. She'll drop it off with like a big ribbon around it.
You might get it.
Wow.
No, actually, I said I want crashed potatoes.
Smashed potatoes?
Smashed potatoes, crashed potatoes.
So she's better now. Obviously, you've talked to her since. Is she doing better now?
No, I've not spoken to her since.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I have not.
Well, she's probably calmed down. You know, it's just a thing, right? It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you say? It's just a thing, even though, you know, especially we guys, you know, it's not just a thing. It's a prized possession.
Very I know.
Very expensive thing.
Like, you know, it's, let's face it, fellas, especially if you're a guy like me and you're driving an Escalade.
Right. Yes.
It's a penis extension.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what she did? She ripped off the left-hand side of my penis today.
Not good. Not good.
Some Hispanic guy in a brown Corolla is now, he's...
Well, it'll be all fine. It'll be all fine in the long run.
It will. Of course it will. But
everybody's going to be happy in the long run.
You were upset, of course.
That's what I predict. I love the move with the pen, though. It's exactly what I would have done, too.
Because irreplaceable. Because that's what I thought.
I understand the accident and all, but what happened to your hand and the pen?
You are out of here.
I screamed. I said,
for the love of God.
I said, you got to buy me a new seat.
Oh, well, I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad the car's drivable.
Yes, the car is drivable.
All as well.
Mm. The car is drivable.
That man, oh, man, that is
And you know that what that is? Early in a relationship,
yes.
That is a relationship tester.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's absolutely.
Not that, certainly not that you're going to say, oh, my God, you wrecked my car. Okay, forget it. You're not my girlfriend. Get out of here.
Right.
But, boy, oh, boy.
Yep.
I just thought, yee. You wrecked my car.
Yeah. I mean, it's a relationship tester on both of you. I mean, it's
my car.
You know, and you seem to be handling it fine. I mean,
because she's going to have to pay now for
she's going to pay
for eternity.
Yes, she's going to have to. And you're not talking about paying cash. You're talking about the emotional payback.
Of course.
You know, it's going to start really with some. I really do
start
hope it's
tonight.
A fabulous meal followed by whatever favors you want. You know,
well, I think it's going to be Daddy's choice tonight.
Sure, maybe at the same time. You know.
Eating and sex at the and watching
dinner and
TV?
Sex, dinner and sex and TV,
all at the same time.
Yeah, baby,
at Xbox.
That'd be a lot of fun. You're playing Xbox. Yeah, split screen, Xbox on one side, regular live programming on the other. Dinner and sex. Yum yum.
Let me just say.
Oh dear. I hope she's all right.
Hold on. Can I dial out on this?
Yeah.
Are we able to dial out on the phones?
How about we can talk while this...
How are you enjoying standing?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Are you weary?
No, not at all.
Fatigue?
No, I'm good for the day.
I was just thinking, at your age, though, your knees aren't starting to give out?
No, my knees are good.
Okay.
When did you get those knees?
Just last week.
I'm going to rat you out on something, Buzz, before this week's over.
I didn't have any idea. Out. See, I was explaining that I lacked some computer things and that we were working out the bugs and... Mike wants one of them risers.
Speaking of working out one of the bugs. Now, this is the new thing, too, right? This is, like, right built into the console?
Yep.
How come I don't hear the beep beep?
I think they're muted or something.
Are they really?
We were supposed to, yeah.
Hey!
We can talk while you dial here.
How about that?
So all the touch tones are muted.
Isn't that nice? We don't have to go la, la, la.
Secret dial.
Let's see if she picks up the phone.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
How's my car?
Well, the engine is still working.
All right. Are you gonna get that seat fixed? Have you got the ink out of the seat yet?
Well, I have a number of a specialist I'm going to take it to.
There you go.
Specialist.
It's the leather man.
Well, you know what? You might be right about that.
It's Mr. Corinthia.
Who's just real fast? Mike had a question.
Yes.
Whose fault? Really, whose fault? And I don't really care. But
oh no, it was the guy with the hair plugs. It was his fault.
You know why? You know when I knew it was his fault, and I said this to Don when he jumped out of the car and he had a camera phone and he's taking pictures. That immediately says guilt to me.
Now, what was
the person that's not guilty is not going to really be thinking about that at first because
right.
they're going to assume that want to check and see if everybody's all right.
What was going on when you were talking to me on the phone and he was screaming? And he was screaming, and you just said, "I'll call you back."
What happened was I had to chase him into a parking lot because he really was going to pull away.
That's dangerous.
I was flashing the lights and beeping the horn and signaling them to get over, and he finally pulls into a parking lot, and when he gets out, the first thing he says to me was, "Well, why couldn't you pull forward?" And I said, "I was at a red light."
You know, it seems to me, did you get a police report?
Well, because they said that it's less than $1,000 worth of damage.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fill one out, but we exchanged information, and the reason I had to call police is he pulled out this stupid cell phone camera, and I had to ask him like 5 times for his information, and he refused to give it to me.
Sounds to me like that's leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't give me anything, and then he finally...
What was your immediate thought when you heard metal on metal and you knew that you had violated the prime directive?
Your baby.
What was the first thought?
I first of all, my first thought was I have to go after this guy because I was sitting, I was at a red light. I wasn't moving.
Did you picture my balled up fists of rage?
Well, that's why they wanted to take me to the hospital because I really was like hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And I was so upset. I thought I was going to get sick. I really was having a hard time stabilizing myself. I couldn't even stand up.
With your busy schedule today, have you had time to figure out how much the damage is going to affect the trade-in value on a new one?
Well, I've already been to the Cadillac dealership. And
I was just making a joke.
Yeah,
wow.
I know she was.
Wow.
Finding out about the damage.
And
tonight... everything is cool.
Would you like your favorite meal?
Sure. Oh, you mean that chicken with the crab?
The chicken Chesapeake?
Absolutely. Oh, that would be wonderful.
That sounds good right here.
And also tonight, I just wanted to tell you, you know how you've got like stuff in the bathroom? Like you've got like, you know, like all girl stuff. You know?
Do I have to take them home?
Yeah.
Am I being evicted?
Yeah. We're going to have to go on some type of super...
Toothbrush go home too?
Super double secret probation.
Couldn't you reach some kind of compromise and she could just leave her toothbrush out in the garage?
The one that you use to clean the cat, like around the ones that the gypsies use to get around the things on the sink.
Hard to reach places on the toilet.
Crevices.
So how'd that Xanax work out for you?
Wow.
Isn't that a fabulous product?
Yeah, well, you know, someone asked me, I met someone for lunch that I work with, and he's like, you sound awful down, is everything okay? And I said, you know, I'll just tell you when I see you, but I really haven't had any food today, so I really need to get something to eat. And he looked at me, he said, are you okay? Have you been drinking? No. Are you on anything other than, and I said, no, I haven't.
Just tell her you committed a mortal sin. You wrecked your boyfriend's car. Oh, and also, one last thing, your brand new car that you bought for yourself,
yeah,
that you wrecked a couple of weeks ago. When you get that one back, I get to kick it with my golf spikes on.
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll get to prove that claim to that company because everything is supposed to bounce off the side of it.
Oh, that's right. We'll find out about that.
Plastic
All right.
Cars.
Well,
and that, actually, good news on that, they moved it up a week, so it could be possibly by the end of this week.
Well, hip, hip, hooray.
It's going to be all fixed.
Hip, hip, hooray.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Are you in the car right now?
And like I said, the motor still sounds good, and the windshield wipers still work. And
okay, all right.
I'm sitting stationary, just like
good.
I was before, in
good.
A very wide parking space.
Stay very still.
Okay.
And good. If you'd like, I mean, my mom has a handicap tag. If you'd like, I can just, you know, anytime I need to use a parking space going forward.
You should have thought of that already to begin with.
Baby,
you should drive. You should.
In a parking space, I was on a road.
It does not matter if you are. If you are driving my expensive car on a road, you should have the handicap sticker just hanging out like one of those fan flags.
Drivers.
She can use the entertainer sticker.
And also, use two spaces.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Always use two spaces.
Of course.
When parking my vehicle.
And incidentally,
personal assistant. Maybe he can help me out and just drive me around.
My personal assistant?
Oh, you mean,
RJ.
Oh, your
RJ.
Butler.
Oh, RJ, he's available because I haven't employed him for months, so you could actually use him. He won't fit in any vehicle larger than an Escalade, though. It's got to be minimum size.
He can just drive me around.
All right, mm-hmm. Listen, somehow you don't sound as remorseful as I thought. I know
I was very remorseful this morning because I really thought I was going to have to be sedated at the hospital. The police didn't want to leave me because they kept saying, we really think we should call paramedics and have them take me to
you
the
tell
hospital.
Them. It's a good thing. It's a good, because, you know, if you had come to my house first, mm-hmm. Well, you would be at the hospital now.
And you know what? Nothing tops off a Xanax.
Knuckle sandwich, baby.
Nothing tops off a Xanax like a nice Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll be drinking tonight. And how are things going with your mom spending all this time with you?
Oh, things are fine.
Yeah, things are
things
fine.
Things are fine. I mean, things are fine.
Yeah, good. Things are fine. You know, okay. All right.
We're making the limited space that I have in my unit, that things are working out well.
Okay.
That's a hint.
Just sounds like you know what it sounds like? It sounds like having your mom around is just a big bowl of okay.
I know. I mean, she's fine. I mean, it's just there's more involved with getting her ready for the surgery than I ever anticipated.
I understand. And who would have thought that it would involve ruining a beautiful luxury automobile that had been kept in pristine condition?
Just thank God she wasn't in the car.
I have gone to the dealership, and there's one thing I had to check on, and that's why I was at your house today.
All right, sweetie.
I will get it fixed.
Stop it. Just stop it. When you came to the house today, it was because you were about to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
Really. When I opened the door, she said, there's a, it was just like, car, job, missed appointment. I should see you. How can I be mad at that?
You can.
Well, I can.
You can.
I can.
Hey, it sounds like she's doing better now. Now you can get mad at her all over again.
I will tonight.
You guys
are right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Okay. All right. I'll stop and get the chicken so you can have your meal.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Is there anything else that I can get for you while I'm out? It would be my pleasure.
No, I know. That's
I'm going to be saying that quite a bit lately.
Yep. You know, and that's one that's going to be in the bank.
Put that on account.
You know what that is? That's much like you didn't understand early in our relationship when I said to you, put it on a gift certificate.
Right.
That's exactly what this is.
You should really think three words. New model year.
Because at some point, I guarantee, I'm going to do something. Because it is just my nature that rubs you the wrong way, honey.
So file this one.
This is your past.
And when that happens, that's when I'm going to say, how about my car?
Oh, okay.
And I should mention, speaking of cars.
Cars?
That this segment of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Ford.
Oh.
Bold moves by Ford.
Thank you, Ford. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ford. All right. Well, I'll see you later.
Are you sure you can handle it two times in a day?
I can handle what? Seeing you two times?
Maybe.
Yes. Just don't be an emotional wreck when you come over tonight.
Or any other kind of wreck.
All right. I'll get there early so I can have a drink in advance and then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'll see you later. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for not, laughing me off at the legs or anything like that. Or using your Louisville slugger on me.
I know.
Showing up unexpected and all that.
So many options. Yes. So many options. All right. Gotta go.
Okay.
See you later.
Right.
Bye.
Bye,
honey.
There she goes.
Man, X marks the spot. That's Xanax. That's a good drug.
Yeah. Well, what, Robbie?
Are you sure it was only half a one?
she's petite.
She sounded incredibly relaxed. More relaxed than she was the last time she
came
on the show.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. I think so.
I love that stuff. I almost ate one in the first 10 minutes of the show. It's fantastic stuff. It really is. It's wonderful. My hat's off to whatever pharmaceutical company manufactures it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.